I've just emerged from the northern exit of the embankment station out onto Villiers Street. It's Adam here. We're looking to track down literary London today. I'm going shopping. I'm heading to the Charing Cross Road. The journey to the Charing Cross Road from Embankment Station here makes me think that looking for literary London is one of the easiest things we'll do on this podcast. Literary London is all around us. London is a city of stories, and London is a city of storytellers. We are privileged at London Walks to count ourselves among those storytellers, but we're surrounded by memorials and plaques to the celebrated storytellers of history. Just up to my right here, above Gordon's Wine Bar on Villiers Street, we have a plaque, a blue plaque, to Rudyard Kipling, the poet and storyteller who lived on Villiers Street. Just a few metres along to the east, a statue of Robert Burns. To the west, we have Northumberland Avenue, a pink square on the English Monopoly Board, quite a good one to get. And there we can find locations from Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes stories. Just as we take a few steps up Villiers Street here on the left, in the arches beneath the old Charing Cross Station and Railway Hotel. The Arches Shopping Centre, the sign proclaims, but there's a club along there too, Heaven, the gay club, where the great Allen Ginsberg, beat poet and writer, once gave a reading. So, from the plaques to the statues, to the pubs, the Sherlock Holmes pub nearby, to the gay clubs, and we're heading to the famous Charing Cross Road. Changed days in Charing Cross Road. It was once famed as our London book street. We still have a few bookshops left there. The coffee emporia and cheap clobber peddlers have elbowed their way in as well, I'm sorry to say. But the bookshops that remain give us a flavour of what that great and celebrated book thoroughfare must have been like only a couple of decades ago, when practically every shop was a bookshop. With my back to the Charing Cross Hotel and the Charing Cross Station, I look toward the National Gallery in Trafalgar Square. The Charing Cross Hotel and Station, not without its own literary connections. For example, the wonderfully named character Tiffany Case in the Ian Fleming James Bond novel Diamonds Are Forever comes to make telephone calls here at the Charing Cross Station from the public telephone. This novel, of course, written in the early 50s, in a period when, never mind having a telephone in your pocket, we barely had telephones in our homes. And so the character Tiffany Case, Fleming's creation, uses the public telephones here. When that novel came to the big screen, starring Sean Connery as James Bond, Diamonds Are Forever, the action had been moved to the great city of Amsterdam. By the time the novel was filmed, the centre of the international diamond business was indeed Amsterdam. When it had been written, London was a major diamond centre. So, this location features in Fleming's work. It also features in the aforementioned Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes once, he relates, had a punch-up in the waiting room at the Charing Cross Station, where he lost his left canine tooth. Dramatic stuff. But as we inch along towards St Martin in the Fields in the corner of Trafalgar Square and hang a right, the Charing Cross Road stretches out before us. I would urge you to visit the Charing Cross Road for many reasons. Books among them, of course. But I think the principal reason that I'm so very fond of the Charing Cross Road is the service offered in the bookshops. And please believe me that every word that follows has been fashioned as a sincere tribute to the men and women who own and run these great shops. All along the Charing Cross Road and down the wonderful Cecil Court, where I'm standing right now. Keep an eye out in Cecil Court for our colleague, by the way, Richard Walker, leading his Harry Potter walking tours. All along the road, inside these wonderful shops, I have been tutted at, sighed at, and glared at by bookshop staff. I have watched as booksellers' eyes rolled heavenward at my plainly idiotic literary requests. I have found my chosen shop shut when it should be open. I have been shooed out of one shop because I was taking too long in my browsing, and the shopkeeper wanted to have his lunch. On one occasion, I had to wait until the shop assistant had finished weeping. Copiously, ostentatiously weeping before I could pay for my book. I have often simply been ignored. You just can't get that on Amazon. The bookshops of the Charing Cross Road provide one of the greatest shows in the whole West End, never mind £80 for a ticket for a musical. Visit a bookshop. The staff and the people who work on the Charing Cross Road provide vivid, operatic service to their customers. And it's the greatest and funniest retail experience in town. Don't take it personally. Just relax and enjoy the show. Let's pick out just a few of my favourite Charing Cross Road and Cecil Court bookshops. Number one here is March Paints in Cecil Court, which sells collectible children's books and first editions. What more thoughtful gift for a loved one than a first edition of their favourite childhood storybook? Just up the road, just to the north of Leicester Square Station, we find Any Amount of Books. Any Amount of Books is open most evenings till about 9 o'clock or so. Today they have a number of wonderfully lurid 50s and 60s pan paperbacks in the window. Their fiction is broad-ranging, so there's never any need to board the London Underground at Leicester Square without a book. They have a particularly strong section of film and theatre biography too. Their basement is a thing to behold. The basement is one of London's rainy day glories. Stuck in the basement for an entire afternoon browsing the stock down there, often great bargains. The forgotten art of browsing. Next door is Henry Pordes Books. Books Bought, it says. They even have a very modern thing. They have their website address printed on their sign here. I always find Henry Pordes Bookshop to be rather clubby. There's often a salon-like atmosphere here with the chaps behind the counter discussing the affairs of the day in a vivid and most opinionated manner. They keep a fine stock of antiquarian books here. I can see in the window as well. Today they have a copy of Harry Craddock's Savoy Cocktail Book, which from this remove looks like the 1960s edition of that London classic. Moving further north yet, the stretch of the Charing Cross Road between Leicester Square and Tottenham Court Road Station, we can see that there are new bookshops on Charing Cross Road still. We're standing right in front of the most famous of them all, the most famous of all London bookshops, Foyles Bookshop. Foyles has moved into swanky new premises of late. It now occupies the old St. Martin's School of Art. The St. Martin's School of Art have moved to pastures new, to a much more well-equipped modern building, and it remains one of the world's finest art schools. But the old building now plays home to Foyles Bookshop, which gives us a delicious opportunity in Foyles to go, if you like popular music, particularly punk rock. You can go and stand by the spot where the Sex Pistols played one of their first gigs way back in the 1970s. Change days at Foyles as well. Foyles was once famed for the intransigence of its staff. No such thing today. Foyles is a most modern book shopping experience. They even have a coffee shop on the premises, and all the books are organised as one would expect by theme, and within the theme organised alphabetically by author. Things were not ever thus. It was once the case where the staff at Foyles were famed London-wide for their brusque style of service. finding books and files was also once something of a problem to the casual book buyer, because the books were organised by publisher, alphabetically by publisher, and one often had something of a quest to find what one wanted. It encouraged, of course, the forgotten art of browsing. The definition of that being looking for what you didn't know you wanted. So you would often go into files looking for one thing and come out with something entirely different but equally wonderful. As we say, let's underline, no such thing today. The perfect modern shopping experience can be had at Files Bookshop, still family-owned, a beloved London institution. And we'll finish with just a little fingerprint of how Charing Cross has changed. The Charing Cross Road WC2, I'm standing beneath a plaque at the famous 84 Charing Cross Road. It reads, Charing Cross Road, the booksellers Marks and Co. were on this site, which became world-renowned through the book by Helen Hanf. The book being 84 Charing Cross Road, the tale of the rather brusque New York writer, Helen Hanf, who would correspond with a Mr. Frank Dole here at Marks and Co. bookshop, demanding literary gems. And he would find said gems and send them on to her. Their correspondence formed a great platonic love story and was indeed published in book form as 84 Charing Cross Road, and filmed a little later, starring Anthony Hopkins and Anne Bancroft. A wonderful and most romantic film about books. As we stand here today, beneath the plaque for 84 Charing Cross Road, we see the sign and a large yellow letter M with a registered trademark sign. Food for thought.